the EPA is proposing changes to a rule that limits the amount of lead that can be found in drinking water. Sharing the news Thursday in Green Bay, EPA officials hailed the proposal as a major and much-needed overhaul. But as WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz learned, concern is already bubbling up among those who feel the lead regulation isn't stringent enough.
The lead regulation, crafted to protect Americans from harmful exposure to lead in drinking water, has been around since 1991. It's never been modified, even after Flint, Michigan's lead crisis and a growing awareness that no amount of lead exposure is safe, especially for young children. Thursday in Green Bay, EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler said his agency is now taking a proactive and holistic approach to tackling lead in water.
With this proposal, we are advancing the Trump administration's federal action plan to reduce childhood lead exposure, and we are delivering on the president's commitment to ensuring that all Americans have access to clean and safe drinking water.
Wheeler says while the ultimate goal is to replace all of the old lead pipes that deliver water throughout the country, the goal comes with a $700 billion price tag. So the EPA administrator says the proposed rule changes zero in on the most vulnerable, daycares and schools, and families living in at-risk communities.
What we're focusing on is making sure that those communities, regardless of their zip code, regardless of whether or not it's an affluent community or a struggling, underserved community, that those communities that have the worst lead in their pipes get those pipes replaced first.
To get some initial feedback, I checked in with Carly Michaels. She's government relations director with an environmental group called Clean Wisconsin. While she hadn't yet had time to digest the 347-page proposal, Michaels found elements she supports.
The testing in schools and childcare centers, creating an inventory of where lead laterals are so you can start prioritizing communities that are most vulnerable to lead contamination. Those are big things.
But the proposal fails to take what Michaels considers the most important step forward. She says the rule would still allow lead levels that are dangerously high.
It's currently set at 15 parts per billion, and it has been proven and shown that there are harmful effects to your health from lead contamination that are at levels at 15, at 10, and even at 5, not addressing this action level that is far too high, set at 15 parts per billion, is just completely amiss with a rewrite of this rule.
At Thursday's ceremony, EPA officials said they chose to convene in Green Bay because the agency hopes to replicate what the city has done. Green Bay is well on its way to replacing all of its lead service lines by the end of next year. Clean Wisconsin's Carly Michaels believes the revised federal lead law is an opportunity to turn the EPA's aspiration to action.
In Wisconsin alone, the DNR estimates that we have 192,000 lead service lines across the entire state. If we don't get at the problem of actually removing all of those lines, we're not fixing anything.
The public can weigh in on the proposal. A 60-day comment window opens when the draft is published on the Federal Registry. EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler hopes to finalize the lead rule by next summer. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.